With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com, and Hap Erstein is on the line with me from PalmBeachArtsPaper.com. Missed you last week.
Really? Is your life that
not
empty?
Really. Not really. I just was trying to be nice, but thanks for calling me out.
And I appreciate. I should have just taken it as a compliment and let it go.
Did we miss any movies last week? I don't think anything major came out in that week, right? The Boss Baby came out. The Boss Baby 2, but, Family Business.
Yeah, I have to admit I didn't see it, but I'll catch up with it eventually.
It's interesting. Before we get in, I wanted to. I got out of seeing that. I had my 8-year-old. I ended up having my 8-year-old for a whole week, which was great. I thought we were only spending a few days together, and I was up in Orlando for some of that time with her. And in Vero, we went to the beach. But I got out of taking her to see that one because she said, "Oh, I have HBO Max at home." So I'll just, you know, where she lives with her mom, I'll just see that there. And then I found out that I believe it's one of those, I don't know what they call it, but, you know, we talk about the Disney Premium or whatever. HBO Max has the same thing, I guess.
Has its own version of that? Wow.
That's what I hear, and that's – or no, you know what? It's not HBO Max. It's –
I think it's Hulu.
Peacock. No, it's Peacock.
Peacock.
She says, "Well,
right.
I have Peacock, and I'll see it that way." From what I understand, Peacock has its –
There's a very thin veneer of free for Peacock, but everything else you have to pay.
Yeah, and so I have a feeling that she's not going to end up seeing Boss Baby on Peacock, but knowing her mom. But we'll move along from that. I did not want to see Boss Baby. Did not see the first Boss Baby. Have no interest in the second one.
First one was amusing. I don't know why I need a second, but...
I did take her to see. I said, you know what? Let me see. I really enjoyed it. Let me see if she'll enjoy it too. In the Heights, which is disappearing fast.
Okay. I think it leaves July 11th.
It leaves HBO Max too. I thought maybe it stayed on there because it's leaving the big screens, quickly. Didn't make it anywhere near the money that they thought it would.
It was disappointing in terms of the box office.
But I took her 8 years old. I wanted to see, you know, if she would like it, and I wanted to see it again. So selfishly, I showed her the preview, you know, the trailer, and she was interested, and she liked it. And I said at the end, did you understand it? And she says, "Not really, but I liked it." That's all. Yeah, that's an 8-year-old's honest opinion.
Any is the time. Yes, right.
She understood some of it, and she liked the music and the dancing and the numbers.
Dancing on the walls of the building.
She really liked it. I really liked it, too. So, anyway, got out of Boss Baby, so I'm happy.
Excellent.
So you, there is a big movie out. Pretty much.
There is a very big movie. It's a much delayed release because of COVID. This weekend, we finally get Black Widow, a standalone spinoff vehicle for Scarlett Johansson as Natasha Romanoff, a Russian raised in America with ambiguous allegiances that makes for really good drama. Now, Black Widow does the obligatory globe-trotting thing as Natasha's being chased by Ray Winstead as this Russian bear. And there's plenty of action. Black Widow does, however, it's kind of lighter than most of the action pictures and takes, I don't know, extended time to... focus on character, which we don't really see in these pictures. I like that about it. The best thing I think about Black Widow, though, is the relationship of Natasha and her little sister Yelena, played by Florence Pugh, who all but was able to steal the recent Little Women movie as young Amy, and she does the same here, really upstaging Johansson quite frequently. Yelena has grown up to become an assassin in her own right, and when she teams up with Natasha, they're a mighty force, still feminine, but a mighty force to behold. The softer superhero mood of Black Widow is probably due to its director, a woman named Kate Shortland, an Aussie with mostly TV credits. I expect Black Widow to do well at the box office, as well as on Disney Plus, despite the surcharge. And that means more Black Widow movies to come, I suspect. Personally, I'd be rooting for a sequel and perhaps a franchise built around Pugh's Yelena.
Interesting. She's upstaging Scarlett. Not good when you upstage the big star attraction of the movie.
Well, but I think it's an emerging thing for Pugh's stock to rise. Scarlett Johansson's getting old. What can I tell you?
Oh, come on. Yeah, she's expecting. It was just announced that she's expecting soon, apparently. And, she's married to Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And she's expecting. I didn't realize she already had one child, but she's expecting her second, and it'll be his first. And apparently she's...
Who's the first child with?
You
know this stuff.
It's not me. That's all I know. But,
okay.
And I'm sticking
remember
to that.
It?
And I'm sticking to that story.
Yeah.
Anyway, I from what I understand, she's been skipping out on a lot of the press avails for Black Widow. Though I wonder how much of that might also have to do with the potentially, I don't know. But we've been hearing about sour grapes from stars and producers of movies that are doing because of the pandemic now doing both ways, big screen and I shouldn't say smaller screen because most of us have big TVs now, but smaller than what's
well, they're still
smaller,
be smaller
than what's
than
in the
movie.
Yeah, well, most of us, but I know I have heard some of that stuff where they're kind of upset about that, but I don't know that they're skipping out on. From what I understand,
well, most of that stuff's contractual that they have to do that publicity.
She hasn't been doing it apparently, so I don't know.
I guess pregnancy gets you a free pass. Okay.
Yeah. And what are you going
to
say?
It's unfair to guys.
Well, the director's a woman, so even though the producer's a man. I wanted to ask you, speaking of men, David Harbour, he looks pretty entertaining in this. And, I only watched a season and one episode of the second season of Stranger Things on Netflix. And that's, of course, what he's, a star from. He's charismatic. He's interesting to watch.
He has a very nice role. He comes across very well. I did not see Stranger Things, so he was new to me. But yeah, he does well as well. Again, I think Scarlett Johansson's at the center of things, but she's simply not the most interesting part of the movie.
All right. What else you got for us?
Well, next is a science fiction action picture called The Tomorrow War. Stars Chris Pratt, of Jurassic World, as a mild-mannered family man and a school teacher who is drawn to go time-traveling to help save the world from attacking aliens. You see, 30 years into the future, in 2051, the world is being overrun by these extraterrestrial creatures that have, awfully like, actually, the marauding monsters of A Quiet Place. I think somebody may have hired the same guy to design their monsters. Now, Pratt says goodbye to his wife and small daughter, aware that the odds are against him that he'll ever come back and see them again. In fact, he does meet his daughter in the future, where she is a grown scientist and a kick-butt soldier to boot. Played by Yvonne Strahovski, she becomes the real heart of the movie. The reason Pratt needs to figure out how to tame the aliens and scurry back to today so that he can stop the brutal war from ever happening. Now, there's a nice human side to his connection with his daughter, but... It really spends most of his time with the combat. And maybe, as you've already figured out, the narrative part about defying the laws of time travel and changing history really kind of muddy the waters, and it gets into some trouble late in the film. Still, as long as you don't take it too seriously, I think the Tomorrow War makes make for a lot of fun. It makes sense that it was directed by a guy named Chris McKay, who previously had done the Batman Lego movie. Huh. Now, if you're into futuristic combat, I recommend seeing The Tomorrow War on a big screen, but it's also available on Prime Video.
And Chris Pratt did it. He was a voice in the Lego movie, right?
So I guess that was his Chris McKay connection originally.
Yeah.
Why he got this role, or why he was able to get that role.
And
yeah, you're right.
You know, Chris Pratt may or may not ever be an Academy Award winner, but J.K. Simmons is, and he's in this. That's interesting.
Yes, indeed. He plays his father, which gets, again, the time-traveling thing all kind of, wait a minute, does this make sense? But he comes off well.
Yeah, the time-traveling movies are always, if you can't think about them too much, any of them. Any of those.
Because if you're trying to go back in time to change the future already happened. It's all one continuum.
If you question it too much, you just really can't question. You have to suspend your disbelief for any of
these
movies.
It's a movie.
It does look like in the trailer. It looks like Independence Day. I'm sure it's not as good as Independence. It's not going to be a classic like Independence Day. I wouldn't imagine, but it looks similar.
Well, it definitely has the action thing down, but it also has a nice human side. This father-daughter thing. It clearly took the Independence Day template and would love to have the success of Independence Day. I think it'll do well, though.
I understand you may have found a horror film of sorts for me.
Well, you know, for me. I like it,
consequently,
it can't be that much of a horror film. As you can recall, 1968's Rosemary's Baby, which virtually invented the pregnancy horror genre. It could be, when you think about it, and watch it, it's hard not to think of this movie false positive and think of Rosemary's Baby at the same time. It's about a married couple that has been trying to unsuccessfully to have a baby for the past 2 years. Lucy is a creative consultant at a marketing agency moving up the corporate ladder, but feeling unfulfilled without a child. So hubby Adrian weighs in the opportunity with his former mentor, Dr. John Hintel, one of the world's foremost fertility doctors. Played by Pierce Brosnan, you'll want to go shout, "Don't do it, Lucy," as soon as Brosnan comes on the screen. Now, it wouldn't be spoiling much to tell you that Pierce Brosnan, his motives are not exactly benign. And false positive builds, while it builds some positive suspense early on, it gets squandered in the late going as the movie veers out of control. Why can't movie writers figure out a third act? They always sort of get lost. Ileana Glazer switches from TV comedy to her first leading dramatic role as Lucy, and she also co-wrote the film. Justin Theroux plays her husband, Adrian, and not to be trusted is Gretchen Mol as Dr. Hindle's nurse aide, sort of younger, sleeker nurse Ratchet. Lower your expectations here, but if you have a Hulu subscription and a rainy day, give false positive a try.
I was going to say, yeah, you got to have Hulu to see it anyway.
Right.
Gretchen Mol, the name sounded familiar, so I'm looking her up on IMDb, and I'm not recognizing.
You go back
anything.
To a movie which I loved called Rounders, and basically she was supposed to become the big new thing, and she made a lot of movies, but never really. Broke through to the A-list.
I don't remember the title, Rounders. I might have seen it.
Matt Damon and Malkovich. It was a poker movie, basically.
I don't know. For some reason, her name was familiar to me, but I'm not recognizing anything that she's done. So, interesting. All right.
Well, she speaks very highly of you.
Well, they all do.
All right, you're ready for a really good. I think I've got an art house pick that I think you're going to like.
All right, I'll stay away. Now, just this once.
Just try. In the summer of '69, hundreds of thousands of music fans gathered for a legendary outdoor concert. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Woodstock.
Oh.
Which garnered all the media attention. But the Harlem Cultural Festival. Huh?
I must have missed that one. Of course, I wasn't born until November of '69, so I haven't.
Well, then it was right past you. Okay, you get a pass on this one. Another reason that it's not well known as Woodstock is that although it was filmed for posterity in the same way as Woodstock, but the footage was forgotten in storage for some 50 years until recently, when Questlove Thompson retrieved it, edited it, and has now released it with the title Summer of Soul. Now, check out the roster of performers at this cultural festival. Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, B.B. King, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Sly and the Family Stone, many, many more. Now, most of these megastars were just starting out in 1969, and Summer of Soul features many of them today looking back on their former selves and what they remember from half a century ago. What's really good about Summer of Soul is that it's both about music and politics and the intersection of the two. 69 was a time that the Black Power movement was in full force. The Harlem community was being congealed, and the soapbox and the recording studio. Now, the Questlove's first feature-length film, but he shows a real visual flair as well as understandable appeal with the music. You can catch it on Hulu. There you go, Hulu again. And you may not see it a better documentary all year.
Summer of Soul. Or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised.
Right, that is the subtitle.
The full subtitle.
Basically, they tried to sell it to the networks, and they had no interest. But you look at it now, and you think, how could they have gathered all these great stars all together at one place?
Once I started looking into this a little more as you were talking, I remembered seeing somewhere along the way him doing interviews, Questlove, and talking about this as he was working on it and this film. Mm. Questlove, he's from The Roots, and yes, they are the house band for The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. That is where Questlove comes from. So, anyway.
Well, I think he's got a future in movies. Absolutely.
Black Widow, 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. Do you agree?
No, but the fanboy base. I thought it might be a little too slow for the fanboys. 82%. Well, you got to see this Florence Pugh. She's terrific.
And then just really quick, two movies that I saw, and I'm just going to give you quick opinions on them. The Forever Purge, you can forget that one. It's definitely not one of the better Purge movies, and I enjoy the Purge movies.
So if you didn't like it, imagine how I'd feel. Okay.
Yeah. F9, The Fast Saga, thumbs up. And especially the scene where the car is shot into outer space, because it's just completely ridiculous, but
yes,
you know it, and you're just watching it. I'm shaking my head going, oh, my God, are they really doing this? But it's entertaining. It's all about...
You know, Jeff Bezos was taking notes as they were filming that. Yeah.
Yes. It's all about entertainment. That's all these movies are about. And the family thing, I think it works. I know you were talking the last time we talked about it, that, you know, you were saying, you know, you think they go a little too far with the family. I think it works for somebody who's seen probably all the movies, I think. I might have missed one or two, but I think I've seen them all. I think the family thing works.
Well, believe me, it's making a ton of money at the box office.
Well, why do you think that is? Because it's only in theaters. if you have no other option.
Why don't other studios, I mean, they make a fortune when they sell their movies. Like the Tomorrow War was obviously meant to be in theaters, but they sold it to Amazon Prime for $200 million.
And they sold it in the middle of the pandemic, and they figured, who knows what's going to happen. I wonder if that opportunity came today.
They're regretting it now?
I don't know if they're regretting it, but do you think they'd make the same decision today now that theaters are back open? I don't know. We'll never know because nobody's going to be honest about it.
Right.
You know,
what?
They're never going to say
Well,
you're talking about business. They're businessmen. They're not going to tell you, you know, yeah, I might have made a bad business decision, you know. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting, my fellow theater friend, because we enjoyed the theater-going experience.
That's where movies should be seen.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens in 2022. Well, you know, the Warner Brothers deal goes through this year. All the Warner Brothers movies with HBO Max and the theaters, let's see. You know, we saw In the Heights get killed by it. Partially by it. There were some other things, but In the Heights. Yet, A Quiet Place came out, and I think maybe just now it's hitting on Paramount Plus or whatever their thing is.
It was not originally. Yes,
all that money at the theaters. I don't think it would have if it would have been on the Paramount app or whatever it is.
No question, it dampens the box office. Sure.
So, you know, I think when you see examples like that, I would think you're going to see. It's wishful thinking, but I would hope you're going to see producers go, you know, or whoever it is that makes these decisions, studios go, you know what? Let's get back to our old form. And maybe not to a full extent like it was before, but I just hope it's more than it is now. I'm not getting these other. I have what I have, and that's it. I'm not getting extra. I'm not getting HBO Max and Disney Plus and all that other stuff. I'm just not doing it.
Well, again, even when you get Disney Plus, the things you want to see are going to be a surcharge over top of your membership.
And the same thing with Amazon with certain cases, but certainly not with their original.
Not that much.
Original projects. Like you said, the Tomorrow War, I don't believe that's an extra charge, and that's an Amazon original. Amazon only charges extra when it's a movie they have to pay for. And it's a certain amount that they have to pay for. They don't charge it. I don't. But I could be wrong.
Well, they did. They were not charged extra for Tomorrow War, and yet they bought it, I think, from 20th Century for $200 million.
Well, you know, Chris
so
Pratt,
if anything would be a surcharge, it would be that.
They must be thinking people will get Amazon Prime for Chris Pratt. I mean, you mentioned the dinosaurs, the Jurassic World, but what about his other widely successful series, The Guardians of the Galaxy? I mean, he's got two.
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of the same thing, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm going to have to check out the Tomorrow War, maybe this weekend, maybe not, but we'll see.
I think you'll enjoy it.
And Black Widow for sure, and I will do it in the theaters where it's supposed to be done.
Here. Go get a tub of popcorn on me.
All right. Can I put a little butter on it?
No, you can have the fake oil, though.
I like to think of it as butter. All right, we will chat.
Think of it as butter. Absolutely.
I'll find more movies next week. I think we might be talking about Space Jam. Potentially. Yes, July 16th. Maybe.
Okay.
If we're not, it's not a good sign for Space Jam, is it?
No.
All right, we'll chat next week either way.
All right, have a good weekend. Right. Go to the movies.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.